Welcome to Day 17, Making Grace a Way of Life. What a good day this is. This is the day we begin to fully manifest the power of gratitude. We begin transforming gratitude from a feeling we pursue to a way of moving through the world. When you come from gratitude, this is what you do. You unleash a flow of trust, of authenticity, of openness. So what we want to do is embrace this goodness and embody grace. When you take full responsibility for manifesting grace in your life, you naturally own both the good and the bad of every moment, every decision. You become the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. You are the author of your own story, and you can make it magnificent. With every life-enhancing decision, grace gets easier and flows. It's so simple. It feels like all the power of the universe starts to rise up to join you. And it is just waiting. So let's open our hearts even wider, listen to Deepak's wisdom, and then, like always, we're gonna meditate.
We have reached the stage of building a life around grace. This is a tremendous difference from most people's daily life, where grace plays little or no part. Living in a state of grace means taking gratitude from a feeling to a way of being in the world. You no longer question the value of trust, love, surrender, and faith, because you have tested them and made them your own. Before the state of grace has ripened completely, however, a moment of grace or a feeling of gratitude can be fleeting. To make it last and become a way of life requires that we establish new habits. The conditioning from our past that's based on negativity, struggle, and judgment needs to be worked on. This work, which happens inside, becomes a joy because you can feel that each step brings more happiness and fulfillment. You feel free as you become who you really are, beneath the layers of habit and old conditioning. All this time, grace stands beside you. It never changes, even as we do. It's important to realize the constancy of grace. When we feel that life isn't working out exactly how we want it to, it's easy to project our frustration and blame God or spirit, or the soul for letting us down. In a way, this is like a child scraping its knee and blaming its mother, who had nothing to do with it. We are responsible for our own life story, and the responsibility grows when you decide to take charge of your story, not blaming, projecting, or depending on someone else. Giving away the responsibility gives away your control over the one thing that should and must belong to you alone. By taking control, you also claim rights to the joy and bliss of your story, to the rewards of a life lived in grace. In grace, the heart sings. Light is infused into every experience. This takes time to become your personal reality, but the possibility is open to everyone. Everything you want to achieve already exists in your own being, waiting for the hidden key to be turned. The path isn't arduous. The practice of gratitude is a spiritual path of the heart. One experience of joy leads to the next. In time, the heart has space for nothing but love and light. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Grace is perfect even when my life isn't. Grace is perfect even when my life isn't. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now gently introduce the mantra, Vratam Aham. This mantra means, I am the consciousness that accepts life with wisdom. This is a state of choiceless awareness that affirms life as it is at this moment. As you repeat the mantra, feel that abundance as unconditional grace, showering blessings on every aspect of your life. Repeat it silently to yourself. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. Vratam Aham. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. Grace is perfect even when my life isn't. Grace is perfect even when my life isn't. Grace is perfect even when my life isn't. Namaste.